fifth chakra is located at the hollow of the throat. At the base of the throat, its element is light. Its color is blue. It's related to the throat, to the mouth, to the neck, to the esophagus. Its instinct is psychic expression. Its psychological aspects are the manifesting of our dreams, communication, and faith. The gland associated with it is the thyroid and the parathyroid. And its seeds are the seeds of personal power, of faith, and of will. The negative expressions of the chakra are addictions, psychosis, sleep disorders, betrayal, lies, fear of speaking out, and gossiping. The fifth chakra influences the thyroid gland, which is the temperature regulator in the body. What the thyroid does is that it regulates the rate of metabolism, which is the rate at which fuel is burned up in the body. So it affects weight and the replenishing of essential nutrients in the body. When I work with people who have an eating disorder or who are unable to lose weight regardless of diet or exercise, I know that there's an imbalance in the fifth chakra, usually related to an imbalance in the thyroid. Oftentimes, these individuals are taking thyroid medication, which will compensate for the imbalance, but will not repair or correct the chakra. A curious thing about the chakra is that this is where all of our psychic abilities reside. These abilities include the faculty to see through time, of telepathy, of clairvoyance, of seeing into the past, of discerning the workings of destiny, the ability to become invisible. The chakra is also associated with our ability to communicate without words. It doesn't matter how fluent and lucid a speaker you are, if this center is not open, you do not have the ability to communicate. You only have the ability to speak, because communication involves extending luminous cords from the speaker to the audience that convey an exchange that make it possible to have a dialogue without the need of resorting to words. The words then become the rhythm, become the music, become the background for an essential communication that's taking place. A dysfunctional fifth chakra can result in unwanted psychic experiences where you are seeing into the invisible world without wanting to. It can lead to psychosis, borderline personalities who are easily susceptible to neurotic tendencies. The fantasies of an individual who has these awakened but untrained psychic abilities can spill into the everyday world, and you cannot distinguish what is real from what is not. Generally, people like this end up being hospitalized or medicated to treat an imbalance that, had it been corrected early enough, would allow them to discern the difference between the imaginal and the physical, between the visible and the invisible worlds. Sleep disorders are also commonly associated with this chakra. The fifth chakra corresponds to the ages between 28 and 35, which is when we begin to make our mark in the world. When the chakra is clear, we achieve recognition in our fields of endeavor and begin to acquire mastery in our chosen professions. The fifth chakra gives us the ability to envision the possible, and then the fuel of the third chakra provides the resources to execute it. What happens in this center is that true introspection becomes possible for the first time. We're able to look within and perceive the fullness of our interior world. For the first time, we begin to understand our inner selves. These psychic abilities, of course, are not only externally oriented, they're intrapsychic. We begin to perceive and to plumb the depths of our own inner life. The fifth chakra allows us to look within, to become aware of our inner processes. And we develop a vocabulary for our inner life, for our spiritual life, for our psychological life.